you're just going to use her and anoint every word from her, Lord.
Hello. Yeah, it's on. I'm just going to pray before I get into the word. God, we just thank you for your presence in this place. God, I just thank you for everyone that is here. I pray that you prepare our hearts, God. That you prepare our hearts for your word, God. That you prepare our hearts for your spirit, God. Come and just flood this place, Holy Spirit. Hey, in Jesus' name. Before I start, I know we've got a couple of newcomers here today. Welcome again. If you are not used to the ho's and the ha's and the shaking, don't be afraid. I love the way Jill explains it. It's like, you know, try putting your finger in the socket, you know, and you get electrocuted. And that's what happens. It's like the closer you get to God, when you get plugged in, to God, you know, he just electrocutes you, with his love. So I just wanted to lay that out because I don't know what happens. Every time I grab the microphone, God does something different. So there you go. Sometimes when I'm praying with some friends, I'm like, can't I just pray without hoeing and hawing? Like, just... Anyways. All right. Today's message is pretty short and simple, but very deep. I was asking God what he wanted me to share with his children today. And he told me, he's like, tell them that I love them. So you ready? He loves you. He loves you. Like, just let it sink in. He loves you. 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 If it's easier for you to close your eyes and just hear those words, he loves you. 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 Yes, he loves me. But he loves you. He loves you. That could be my whole sermon today. His, he loves you. And that should be enough. I looked up the definition, love, in the dictionary, and the meaning is a strong feeling of affection. And I was like, that's it? Like, that's awesome. But I love the definition of love in the Bible. And we're all familiar with, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7. And I'm going to read it slow so we can just let it sink in and our minds can just understand. It says, love is patient and kind. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it does not keep record of wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. That's how God loves us. You know, I love the part where it says, love never gives up. You know, God's never given up on us. He's never lost faith in us. I know I've lost faith in myself a lot of times, and I've given up on myself a lot of times. But God has never, given up on me. And I just love, I just love that part especially. I love the whole of it, but just the fact that I know that he'll never give up on me and that he'll never lose faith. You know, that he's always hopeful. Like, he's got bigger hopes for me than I do for myself. You know, just really, really encourages me. As I was praying about this, God was just showing me, you know, as much as he loves us, there's times where, you know, I've said it to people or people have said it to me, it's like, I just don't feel God's love. You know, and God gave me this vision, which I'm going to illustrate up here, of what happens when we don't feel God's love. Huh. Gwen, can I use you, please? All right, so Gwen's going to be God. I'm not saying that God is a female. I'm using Gwen because she's a female. And, you know, she's going to have to touch me, and I would feel more comfortable with a female than I would with a male. So Gwen is God. So Gwen, look at me and tell me how much you love me.
I love you. I love you passionately. I love you so much, I can't even count it. I love you more than the stars in the sky.
All right, awesome. Thank you. So here I am with God and his love. And then, Claire, worry comes in. I'm not saying that you're worried, but... So, could you come? So, can you tell me how much you love me, and can you make me worry?
He doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it. Why would she love you? Why would she love you? She doesn't. She's lying. It's a lie.
Still hear God, but not as clearly because there's worry in front. I'm worried, right? And then I put work in front of God, you know. Zuzka. I have a lot of deadlines, and I just, you know, I'm focusing on God and my work more than I am on God.
That thing is almost due. You don't have enough time. You just got to work on it. You don't need to spend time there. Come on. It's almost due. You don't have enough time.
God, where are you?
You just got to keep working. Just push yourself. Push yourself a little bit more. Just keep going. You know, there's no time to spend time.
Okay, I'm gonna keep pushing. Now I need the love of money. Can I have the love of money? Natasha, come on.
Ooh, if you spend some money, you can have those nice shoes and that new car. And, you know, everybody else has a nice new car. And, you know, why are you driving that car? And you need more money.
You're right, I do need a new car. God, I need a new car.
You have to do it on your own.
But, oh, my goodness. Maybe I can get some friends to help me. Darla.
You want my money?
Sure.
I'm here, Sandra. I can help you. I'll give you anything you need. I'm your friend, Sandra. That's all you need is friends, Sandra.
God, I need you. I'm sorry, Darla. I love you as a friend, but we've got to stop hanging out all this time. I need to start focusing on God. Sorry. Money. God is my heavenly bank account. Yeah. Your work. Work. I'm going to take a leave of absence. Worry, be gone.
I love you.
Amen. Thank you, guys. So that was the vision God gave me. And it just makes so much sense. You know, there's things that we put in front of our love of God, you know, that we can't hear. He keeps telling us, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But all our worries and everything that we put in front of God is starting to shout louder than God is. Huh. I love John 3:16. Everybody knows it. Can we all say it together? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son for us. And it goes on and on and on and on. I love that part. And I'll explain to you why. God revealed to me, and it was actually at the beginning of the year, I was scheduled to teach the Father's love at the Encounter. Anybody been to an Encounter? The first topic is all about the Father heart of God. You know, I encourage anybody to do it. It'll take you a lot deeper than what I'll be taking you today. But so as I was preparing, you know, I'm like, okay, I've dealt with a lot of my father issues. You know, I think I can do this. I've always wanted to talk about God's love for me and blah, blah, blah. And there was this passage, and I was like, and God's like, what does that really mean to you? I was like, well, you love the world, so, you know, you gave Jesus. And he's like, no. He's like, I loved you so much that I gave Jesus up for you. You know, and as I meditated on that, God showed me. Some of you know my past, some of you don't. I'm not going to go into it, but I'll just give you a brief update. My dad was an alcoholic, horrible man. Sorry to say that, but it's the truth. And he ended up trading myself and my family, like my mom and my brothers and sisters, for a case of beer. No word of a lie. To him, a case of beer was much more important than his children and his family. You know, and that always bothered me. You know, I forgave my dad. You know, every time that would pop up, I'm like, you know, I just forgive him. It's done. It's over with. But God was like, Sandra, your dad traded you for a case of beer. He's like, I traded my son for you. Ha. Huh. So where am I going with this? That's another reason where we can't feel God's love is because we've got the way we view our Heavenly Father. We view God as our Heavenly Father. That did not make sense. We view our Heavenly Father the way we view our earthly dad. A few years back, God showed me that I was very hesitant into going into his presence. And he's like, and he showed me the reason why. When I was about 6 or 7, probably 7, my mom worked pretty much 24 hours a day, and my dad, when he wasn't drunk, you know, he'd go to work. And when he was at work, we lived in this 3-floor apartment, and I'd hear the door opening at the bottom, and I'd open our apartment door to see if it was him. I'd open it, and if it was him, my first question to him was, do you want me to make you a coffee? And if he said yes, I'd run to the kitchen, put the kettle on. Mind you, I'm 7 years old. I'd put the kettle on, and I'd run back to the door and hug him. But if his answer was, no, you know, I don't want a coffee right now, I'd go hide in my room. Because if he didn't want a coffee, that meant he was going to drink all night. And hell would break loose. He would beat us up, beat my mom up. God knows what would happen. So God's like, you do the same thing to me. He's like, when you have a bad day, you don't want to come into my presence because you think I'm going to be mad at you. How? He's like, Sandra, I'm always in a good mood for you. There's nothing that will stop me from wanting you to walk into my presence. Huh. You know, ever since he revealed that to me, you know, it didn't just snap and it was like, oh, I can just walk into God's presence and la, 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 la. No, like it took me some time, but I was aware of it, you know, and every time I just, you know, I was going to go into his presence, I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, God would be like, Sandra, you know that I love you. And it's made it easier for me to go into his presence. That make sense to anybody? Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Like I said, this is really, really short today with my part of it. But I really feel like today God wants to work in our hearts. You know, he wants us to examine if we've got anything that's between us, between his love, just like that diagram, like are we putting work in front of God's? Are we putting anxiety in front of God? Are we putting worry in front of God? So I feel like God wants to help us realize what we have between us and God. Hey. So we can truly feel His love today. Another part, I feel like God wants to make us aware of how we view Him as our Heavenly Father. If there's any area in your life where, like, if you were just like me, like you were afraid to go into His presence because you thought He was going to be mad at you. For you, it could be something different. I don't know what your growing up was. I don't know what your, you know, your vision of God is. And number three, I just feel like if you just want to go deeper in God's love today, you know, He just wants to take you deeper. I really believe that once we realize how much God really, really, really loves us, our journey becomes a lot easier. How? You know, we won't be hesitant to allow Him to love us. Ha. I just feel God saying that there's, I don't know if there's just one or more than one in here that you just don't feel worthy of God's love. Ha. And God wants to break that off of you today. Ha. God wants to instill His love in you that you will never forget. Ha. Shora masakara tata shara tata shara. Ha. Hora basantera tata shara tata shara. Ha. Vivian. This Vivian. Sorry. Ha. You are worthy of God's love. Ha. You are so worthy of His love. There is nothing that you can do to make Him love you more or love you less. Ha. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Can I just get the worship team up? Ha. Let's all just close our eyes. Daddy God, we just ask You just to come deeper. Deeper and stronger right now. God, You know the hearts of Your children, God. You know how desperately they want You to love them. Ha. Sorry, I don't know your name. Natasha's mom. Leah. I just feel God wants you to know that He is going to break off all that anxiety. Ha. Because God does not give us anxiety. He does not give us a spirit of anxiety. Ha. He does not give us a spirit of worry, but a spirit of ha. Peace. Ha. Hey. And as that is being broken off you right now, you are going to feel a deep, deep love from God. Ha. Because He loves you. He really, really loves you. Amen. So if you fall in any of those three categories, you want more of God's love? Ha. You want God to remove stuff between you and Him? Or you want Him to reveal? Ha. Your ungodly beliefs about Him. This is your time. I ask you just to come to the front. We're going to pray for you. Ha. Hey. I'm finished, but God is not finished. Ha. Just remember that you're the only one that can hold you back from your true freedom. Heya. Hora bashara tata shara darasha.
Oh, your voice upon the wind. Cause everything I've known marked by my maker's fingerprints.
God wants to tell some of you, I am not your earthly father. Ha. Let me in. Let me love you. Ha. Let me love you because I love you. 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 Ha. Just let me in. Ha.
Just as you are. Your name is like oil on my soul. Your name is like rain on hard ground. Your